Boker Tov. Let's go to page Ein Aleph 71. And continuation to the last week. Let's read.
You don't want it to stop Perek, no?
Perek?
Hey.
What Perek? Hey?
I'm Gimel.
Oh, God, yes, I didn't take the thing. No. Perekei, I'm sorry. Ein Gimel. Midat godlo shel ha'or hanimshach taluya b'midat aviyut shel ha'masach. We said that it is all up to the masach. It is the masach that was created as a result of Tzimtzum Aleph. A masach was created with the aviyut of Bechinat Dalet. And this masach has the capability of hamshacha, that means to pull the light of Ein Sof, hamshacha, to pull it. And then has this masach has the power to lahafech, that means to inverse, to return and create a or chozer of Bechinat Keter. That means or chozer that goes to completely to the shoresh. A kli that can take Eser Sefirot into itself. Okay? Now, this is Bechinat Dalet. This is the property of the Masach. This is the capability of the Masach. And the Masach was created as a result of the Malchut of Ein Sof, the Nekuda Emtzayi, the closest name that we can give to it, to this stage, Ani. Who can say Ani? This Malchut. Now, this Malchut is capable to create Or Chozer Ad HaKeter. And we said, if there is no Or Chozer, there is no Kli of Kabbalah. Only Aviyut of Bechinat Dalet has this Masach. Only the definition that we gave for Masach is when there is Aviyut Dalet. If there is no Aviyut Dalet, this Masach is not the same. It doesn't have same power of Hamshacha v'chazara lebichinad keter. Now, when the four phases of Dalet is finished, we said what Masach will be what Aviyut. Gimel. Question. Again, I asked this question last time. The Bechinat Aleph of Dalet has more Aviyut or Dalet of Gimel?
Aleph of Dalet.
Aleph of Dalet. Because Dalet is the only one that has aviyut that we say is a kli of the Kabbalah. It makes kli. The next, the Gimel, the Or Chozer of Gimel is how far it goes? Yes? Up till Chochmah. Now what happens to the Keter? We said En Adar Beruchaniyut. Keter that already was once captured is there, but becomes the pinimut of the one Gimel. Now, this is the most really difficult part of this part to understand. That how the Dalet is there, and then a Tosefet is cover what it was already there. Because another Rubachoniot, if Bechinat Dalet accomplished what it accomplished, but right now the Masach doesn't have the same aviyut and only can get Bechinat Gimel of the Dalet. That Gimel of the Dalet, the Or Chozer of the Gimel of the Dalet, which is the Or Chochmah, covers what already once was, which is Or Keter. Now, one, I am going, when we finish this, one day we're going to draw it to what we say, that how really one partsuf creates another partsuf. The first partsuf that was created because of Bichinat, Dalet of Dalet, Dalet of Dalet, we say this is Or Keter. That is Adam Kadmon. That's the Keter. The next one is Gimel of the Dalet. And Gimel of Dalet Or Chozer went up to Chokhmah. So what this creates, a new partsuf called Ein Bet. But Ein Bet only memale. It fills up the goof, not the rosh of the first partsuf called partsuf of Adam Kadmon, only the goof of this embodiment. Then we're going to get next partsuf of Sag, then partsuf Memhei and Ben, and that really completes all the way to the end. But to see this, it takes quite a while. It's not simple. So don't make any imagination. Let's go rav slowly, slowly. It's memale. It's how one partsuf through hishtal shelut. That's what in Kabbalah say, hishtal shelut. It goes from one step to another process and creates a tosefet, until it reaches that says le'olamodai. Says that's it, no more chidush. Here's the end. That's where hanivraim, those that were created, are able to get any light. All these tzimtzumim, partufim, all these masachim, all this refurbishment. After Dalet finished, what's going to come next? Gimel, there is a viud, not as much as before. It cannot get the light of Keter, but it can reach to Chokhmah. Then it's to Bina. When we come to Bina, then the world changes. The world of head is different than the world of body. Keter, Chokhmah, Bina is in the head, which changes after the word Chokhmah, Bina, Da'at, after it goes through process of Toch Sof. When we come to the body of the creation, it's with understanding. Who asayt ha'aretz bechokhmah v'tashamayim betevuna. That means shamayim with an understanding, and aretz with the light of chokhmah. Okay? We're going to go through this. The only thing is I don't want you to feel suddenly, oh God, I lost it. No. Many students, when they come to this stage, to see this picture, it becomes a little bit muzar, not something that is you're used to. Repetition, seeing it, different angle, finally you will see the picture. And then when you see the, everything else too, you can solve and it follows easily. Now, let's read it from here. It says, "Vehine nitbayer hetev ech kol midat godlo shela hashpat haor ha'elyon b'ne'atzel taluya b'midat aviyut shel ha'masach." You have to look at the aviyut of this masach. What do we mean, understand, in our world, our material world? Somebody has more aviyut or less aviyut? Yeah, how do you apply this in the normal way? What do I say? Somebody has a view, somebody has this level of a view, somebody has that level of view. How do I understand this? How do I explain this? How do I define this?
I think that this... You were going to say
something? No, I thought... Midat ha-ratzon and midat
tov. What is midat ha-ratzon? Where do you live? Put your ratzon. If you put your ratzon into the material world, what is your aviyut?
According to this lower.
Which means, tell me.
You can have level of avyut, even when it comes to the material world. Oh, you can.
No, because it's
avyut.
Ashpat or elyon.
Bravo, bravo.
Desire is desire.
No, desire. It's you, the desire that you're talking comes out of chisaron. Avyut is not out of chisaron. Avyut at all is not. It has a power to pull and the power to make or chozer. Not only to pull, that is, the material one is only to pull because of lack of chisaron, when you don't have no avyut.
But I'm sorry, the power of to pull and the power to stop, is I put on it. It's my doing.
Then it's a masach. If it doesn't have one of them, it's not a masach.
Talking about masach now. We were talking about
avyut. Avyut is the masach. Avyut is the masach. That's what you should understand. Again, one more time. When I say avyut, it depends where you put your ratzon. If your ratzon to put it totally in the material world, your avyut is zero. Zero. Then when you start to do mesirat nefesh, the second makkah, like a sephardea, then you start the process of stepping up and bring refurbishing your avyut to a higher level. And what is bichinat dalet of dalet? Total mesirat nefesh, it's Yaakov. Arba, why do we say arba derachim shel lamut? Besekila, becherev, becherev. Arba, that's the four phases of mesirat nefesh. That's four phases of Mesirat Nefesh. If you don't do these four phases, there's no Mesirat Nefesh. Right. And there is no Kavanah L'Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Before you say the Shema, that means you accept the Mesirat Nefesh. If this not, there is no four levels of Mesirat Nefesh, your Yichud is not complete. So Aviyut means the Akoach of Hamshacha, V'chazara leketer. That's b'chinat dalet of dalet. That's total mesirat nefesh. When there is lower, when there is avyut of zero, efes, the level of nefesh, material world, chisaron, I need. It's very simple, I need. I cannot something that I need, I have to eat, I cannot return it. Because I have to eat it.
You want to tell me that you cannot have Bechinat Dalet, avyut of Bechinat Dalet for the material world?
Absolutely not. That's a chisaron for a material world. Absolutely not. There is no avyut for it. There is avyut, the negative avyut. This is a negative avyut. It's not a positive avyut. Now, follow. Sha'avyut ha-gedola yoter. דהיינו בחינת דלת מושפעת בקומת כתר. That is הכי זך. That's the כלי הכי זך. That means the highest level of light. That means the highest level of spirituality. Don't make a mistake on this. Don't think of you is that the amount of חיסרון I have. That's not true at all. That's a חיסרון. That's the behemah. That feels that, look, if I don't get it, I'm not happy.
What's wrong with having lack? That's what we move.
No problem. Yaakov says, you want the material world, but bring the Ruchaniyut into the material world. Look at the material world in the eyes of Ruchaniyut. Completely, 100%. Then you have listened to Yaakov. You are following Yaakov. Ekev tishmo. Then you are doing it correctly. Now, umushpa komat keter vahafchut mimena, umushpa rak bekomak chokma vechule, ad lemasach hazach beyoter. She'en haor ha'elyon mashpia lo. Klum. When there is no aviyut, there is no hashpa. It's a chisaron. It's a total lack. משפיע לו כלום מטעם שאין בו אביות כמבואה. Any questions? I told you, this book is going to change your idea about what life is all about.
Can you change our idea from what I thought I knew from that book.
And that's going to be to the end of our life.
Because if I didn't read it now, I would have said exactly what you said.
Of course.
The Midat of Aviyut is the one that, you know, do not do.
Huh?
Do not do.
Yeah, yeah. The one
said
that,
the quality, remember, of
himself. And from here we know that it's the opposite.
It's not. It's at all.
Do not do like Torah and stuff like that, or Chozer.
It's what
because
is Or Chozer?
For me, Aviyut is the, you know, in my head it's a little twisted because Aviyut describes or represents the farness from God, the more atzon lekabel. This is Aviyut. You are less zach. So you are more aves, you have more ratzon lekabel for us to yourself. Here we know that it's completely different.
Okay, now he says, Hakol talui b'masach, that you put, the masach ha'emeti of tzimtzum aleph, of ani, of nekuda emtzai, that established is the koach ha'amshacha, the koach ha'dechiyah. זאת אומרת, אם יש לך רק, if you have only המשכה ולא כוח דחייה, זאת אומרת, זה אנימל מושך. רצון לעצמי.
כמו אביוד.
אביוד ישנו. But the masach is not defined if you have אביוד, only to pull. The masach definition of masach is to pull
and have
the כוח of לחזור. Otherwise, you didn't create any masach.
This is what I'm saying. The koach lachzor makes you more aviyut.
Same aviyut of hamshacha, צריך להיות koach of, because אתה מהפך את הכוח. את הכוח of hamshacha, אתה מהפך ועושה אור חוזר. Otherwise, you haven't created masach.
No, that's ברור.
Masach is the aviyut. Masach is what we are discussing. Masach is the concept we are learning. Not what I think Aviyut is Ratzon Lekabel. Ratzon Lekabel is not Aviyut.
Oh, I didn't say that Aviyut is Ratzon Lekabel.
Huh.
I said Aviyut is that amount of desire that I have.
Yeah, but that's not
simple.
Enough. That's not enough. That's a story of an animal. Animal has only the desire to receive that it has. That's it. This is his desire to receive. And it's fixed. And it's all depends to his belly.
Well, it depends on what kind of masach you have.
No, we are talking about one specific type of masach was created from the world of Tzimtzum. One.
Okay.
And that masach is defined. A koach ha'amshacha of Bechina Dalet and Dechia of Bechina Dalet.
But you can have all the
Aviyut
in the world.
Yeah, but what do you need me here? Is to read you for you or to tell you what the essence of it is till slowly you grow up more to do 10 times better than
okay.
me?
But you know that we can have such amount of Aviyut and not have Masach.
It's impossible. Again, you are... No. Would you please put a delete button in your head and delete everything that you're talking about? I'm keep on telling you what this definition of masach is, and again, you ignore the definition.
And I keep saying that I'm not talking about the masach.
That everything is what we are talking right now is the masach. I'm not interested in any other subject. This is the masach. It's defining the masach for you. It tells you what the masach is. It's tell you what masach is. What is this 120 means?
Right.
That 120 you gotta understand all the way to Shvatim. All the way to Shvatim. It's all to make the masach.
Yeah.
All the 12 months is to create the masach. What do you think? Is the masach is what you have right now? The desire, inchy-binchy desire that you have? That defines your masach?
You ask us to define Aviyut, not Masach.
Aviyut is the Masach.
Okay.
And Aviyut if there is not Koach HaDechiyah. And Aviyut. The Aviyut is not correct Aviyut if it doesn't have the Koach of Dechiyah. That means it's not able to create Or Chozer. If I have only Koach HaMshacha and only Pul, the Chaya in me. That's a chisaron in me. So I pull. Okay? Mitam she'ein bo aviyut kemuvua. Now, next one. Midat godlo shel ha'or ha'mitlabesh taluya be'zechut ha'kili. Zakut ha'kili.
Thank you.
The gadlo, the godel, the intensity of that light, the purity of that light, or hamitlabesh taluya bezakut. How clean is a kli? Now let's say what it means here. What makes something clean that can get a better quality? Not better quality. That's wrong. A more intense quality, the light of the more aliyah compared to nefesh, ruach to nefesh, neshama to ruach, chaya to neshama, and all the way. Omnam kol zamur klape hashpa'at vehitpashtut ha'or ha'elyon ela ne'atzel ki kol ha'mashpia hu mashpia bedavar ha. Av yoter. Now what that means? Kol davar mashpia, but davar is av yoter. That means the one that is above me, it looks for more aviyud. When you put water, it goes where? It keeps on sinking lower. Why it's sinking lower? Other than gravity, is the more yavesh it is, it keeps on going down. That's why the water keeps on going down. For what? For more aviyut. Now, water, we understand in Kabbalah, it means what?
Torah.
The more Torah you eat, what increases in you?
Aviyut.
You got it. Bravo. That is why limud Torah, a mitzvah, neged kulam. Because that is going to bring you the aviyud. Because if you don't have the dalet aviyud, you cannot shoot the or chozer of capturing the higher light. The lower aviyud, don't forget we had a paradox. The lower aviyud has the power of more, higher level of or chozer. The less aviyud doesn't have the capability of shooting or chozer to the higher level. So here it comes and he says, Ki kol shehamasach av yoter, harei mitpashet lo ha'or ha'elyon beyoter. Ve'ata shehamshacha shel ha'bechina dalet nikra hitpashtut or elyon, omnam klapei sidrei ha'kabala shel ha'ne'atzel, את האור העליון אינו כאן אלא אור החשוב יותר מקובל בכלי הזך יותר והשפל מקובל בכלי אב יותר.
This is something that we started last, like in the last segment, and now it should be more clear.
Yes, now try.
The way I try to say it is, you know, you have aviyut and you have zakut. And with what I knew before that, is more av is the opposite of zakut. Meaning the or comes to the zach, not to the aviyut, which what I understand now, it's the opposite. The more aviyut you got, the more light you got. And then you create the masach and the or chozer, I got the point. Now here you say, he said, klapei sidrei ha'kabala shel ha'netzel, את האור העליון אינו כן, אלא האור החשוב יותר. He now is split into two.
נכון. There is a paradox. Now follow in order to come out of this. Mm-hmm. I am בחינה דלת of דלת. אור משפיע. That means there is an אור ישר. Comes and hits the מסך of בחינה דלת of דלת. בחינה דלת of דלת creates an אור חוזר. How far it goes?
Keter.
It captures a light. What kind of a light? Keter, that means kli of keter, nachon?
Right.
Kli of keter. What light comes now to Keter, Kli of Keter?
Very good.
Think. Don't go fast. Think. We never said this up till now. We said it, but very little. I created the first Or Chozer called Dalet of Dalet. And it captured the Or Chozer, went as far as Keter. That means it made a Kli of Keter. Right? Because Or Chozer, we say, is the Kli.
Yeah.
And if the Or Chozer is up to Keter,
right,
so that means created the Kli of a Keter. Now, what light comes to this Keter?
Yeah.
Adam, answer me.
You know it too.
It should be Nefesh.
Bravo.
Yeah.
Why?
Because,
by the way, I would like to say, you said Nefesh. Your voice didn't reach till here. And it's correct.
Because
but Nefesh is what kind of a light? Is the highest level of light or the lowest level of light?
Yeah.
It's the lowest level of light. That's what he says. First, the lowest level of light comes first when we are starting from Dalet of Dalet. The lowest level of light comes to Zaches level of Kli. Why the lowest light? Because the Avyud is the highest, the Dalet. If you keep this picture, and not to forget this. Now, let me put another test. And if we do this test, we're good. I did Dalet of Dalet. Now, I do Gimel of Dalet. What Kli do I make now? Kli. Bravo. The Kli of Keter already made. Now I made a new Or Chozer called Chochmah. What light comes to Chochmah? No. Nefesh comes to Chochmah. Ruach goes to Keter. Ah, beautiful. Ruach, because Ruach cannot jump. Nefesh, because that's the lowest. It says the water gonna.
We didn't pass, but we now understand even more.
If you understand this, slowly, it's gonna be a beautiful picture. This is to see slowly, Bezrat Hashem, Etz Chaim. How this Shefa trickles down. Final, when the Nefesh is in the Malchut, Ruach is in the proper Kli, and the Neshama in the proper Kli, and Or Keter, when Or Keter is going to come in?
When Aleph of Dalet be complete.
Bravo. Then Or of Yechaya comes to Keter, or of Yechida comes to Keter, Or Chaya comes to Chochmah, Or Nefesh comes to Malchut.
Yeah.
Now it's complete. But the first time, Dalet of Dalet, there is a Or Chozer, the highest level of Or Chozer to Keter. You make the highest Zaches Kli called Keter. But you get first the avest light into the Keter. Next round, next Or Chozer, the Nefesh comes to Chochmah, Ruach comes to Keter. And this process has to go until all the lights are proper in all the vessels. Why we have Chisaron right now? Do we have Chisaron? Mamash, I mean, literally, do we have lack? Yes, why? Because the proper light is not in the proper vessel. As soon as all the lights are properly in their own vessel, then there is menucha. Then there is no lack. Then there is menucha. Until this is not complete, There is no menucha. As far as part is concerned, is weekly. Sheshet yamim tavot shivi'i menucha. Because that's on Shivi, you get Keter Yitnu. You get your Keter anyway. You connect to Keter. That means you go or Choser all the way to Keter. Now you're starting to at least see Shabbat. Now, we are not in the 7,000 year. We are supposed to make, right, we are supposed to correct week, every week, every week, every week. 52 weeks, that's Ben. Complete the last parsuf called Ben. We keep on complete Ben, until Zman HaMashiach. And the whole process is like this, but not exactly like this. There is in between, there is going to be a lot of complications now. I mean, this guy is going to go to Egypt, this guy is going to come out of Egypt, this guy is going to go again do Egel Azav, then again do the Meraglim, and do all the problems, and there is, for all those tikkunim, you got to do a whole lot of other extra things. That originally was very simple, but now it became complicated because we made our life more complicated. We keep on doing it. Now, Bekliya Elyonim, Baim Techila, Beorot Hatachtonim, Baim Techila. That means first, the vessels, Elyon, Yoter Zach comes first, but the more of light comes first. Again, Afuch. Vezeu Mashamru Lail, Shekol Hamashpia, משפיע בדבר האב יותר. אבל כל המקבל, מקבל בדבר הזך ביותר. Now, how do you מקבל? How do you מקבל? How do you receive? Come on, he told you.
כמה שיותר משפיע.
No, how do you receive? Anyway, no matter what you mashpia, but no matter what you, how do you receive? Bekli azach beyoter. Which kli of you is achizach? Your keter. Then your chokhmah. Do you get it suddenly in your finger without you getting it in your mind first? All the information has to go in your mind. Your mind gets first. That's your kli of keter. Your head gets first. Your body doesn't get first. Even if you hit a bullet in the body doesn't understand it until it transfers the information to mind. Mind first gets it. Huh?
Yeah.
That's what it says here. So now you start seeing it in you. Anything you get first comes to your chokhmah. Your keter, then to your chokhmah, then say, until you bring it to your heart, until you bring it to your kaved, to your lowest part, then you have digested it, you have understood it in your blood, in your bones. That becomes part of your atzmut. Whatever you eat becomes your atzmut. Really, it becomes your atzamot. And what are your atzamot? It's what keeps your body standing. If you didn't have atzamot, you wouldn't be able to stand. Your face wouldn't, your body would be crushed. It's a skin. So that's what atzamot means. Now, in any case, let's not go there. וזהו מה שאמרו לעיל שכל המשפיע משפיע בדבר האב יותר אבל כל המקבל מקבל בדבר זך יותר. וכדי להסביר לך הדברים האלו, אבאר לך סדר כניסת האורות אל הנצר. לאחר התיקון, שאז מקבל האורות לעד לעד על סדר המדרגה שמתחילה משיג אור הנפש. The first light that comes in is אור הנפש. To what vessel? This vessel אחיזך, קטן. ואחר כך משיג אור הרוח. And then it comes the רוח וכו'. עד לאור יחידה, until it brings the יחידה, ובקהילים הוא להפך, שמתחילה משיג כתר ואחר כך חוכמה. But in the regards to the Kelim, the first, the Keli Zach is Keter, and then Chokhmah, and at the end, the Malchut. But the Orot, they come in Hafuch. כשמגיע אור הנפש, הוא מתלבש בכלי הכתר. וכך הוא הסדר. When the light comes, or light of נפש, its first התלבשות is בכתר. וכך הוא הסדר. And this is how it really runs, שמתחילה, יוצא הנעצל בחינת עשרה כלים, שהם כתר חוכמה בינה זרמפין, הכולל חסד גברה תפארת נצח עוד יסוד, והמלכות, היינו, שכלים העליונים באים תחילה. עשר ספירות, start from Keter, Zerampin consists of חסד, גבורה, תפארת, נצח, הוד, יסוד, and the מלכות. ואחר כך כשמושפעת לו הנפש, נבחן שהנפש הזאת באה לו בכלי הכתר, שהוא הכלי הזך יותר. והטעם שאין לו עוד אור הרוח הוא מפני שהמסך שבכתר אין לו עוד שום אביות אפילו של בחינת א'. When or כתר comes in, really רוח literally establishes it, when there is a בחינת א'. And then there is the or of רוח comes in. But we will see that these lights, when they move from this sefirot, right now it's simple. Later on, it becomes a little bit complicated. It's not that easy that these lights are going to come straight shooting down. When it comes to an understanding, then the world of possibilities starts. When it starts to be now, the world of possibilities starts. The combinations starts. And that's where it starts getting complicated. Until to come to Bina is quick, fast, boom. But the whole creation is done with Keter Chokhma Bina. Everything from the beginning, Sof Maaseh B'Machshava Techila. The end of the whole Maaseh already was thought at the beginning of the whole Machshava Shel Abore. So potentially everything was made, really. Now, to bring that machshava into Maaseh, it takes the 7,000 years that Hashem has set for us. Now, כשמשיג אור הרוח, יורד אור הנפש לחוכמה, והרוח מתלבש בכלי דקטר. ושקונה אביות בחינת א', אז על ידי פגיע אור העליון במסך הזה בחינה ד' מושפע לו אור רוח. ומקומו של המסך הזה הוא בכלי דחוכמה שהוא בחינת א'. He says, what are you talking about? חוכמה is בחינת א'? Yes. It is the חוכמה that... Why חוכמה is בחינת א'? What is Chokhmah is Bechina Aleph?
Why is Chokhmah
Bechina Aleph? Yeah, what I am in Pei Chet. כשקנו אביות Bechina Aleph, אז על ידי פגישת האור עליון במסך הזה Bechina Aleph, מושפע לאור רוח. So that means it has to reach to Aleph of a Dalet before the Or Ruach is Mushpa. But we said the second light is coming. The second light is coming, is Ruach. So why it has to be Bechinat Gimel is brings the light of Ruach.
זך יותר, דיין, צריך להיות בכלי הזך יותר. כאילו, היחידה, which is the highest, צריך להיות בכלי הזך יותר. Which is Keter.
Yeah, but first we said נפש comes to Keter.
But you see, yeah, but it goes down. So the end result needs to be that this is the order.
No. When the light of Ruach is established, give me the aviyut of it. Now, where the Masach is located? Where really Masach is located? Is the Masach located on Yasod? On Hod? Only on Malchut. Not the Mala, only on Malchut. Wherever the Malchut is holding the Masach. Now, let me make it a little bit easier and prepare you. Where is the first Masach in your body? First Malchut. Okay? That's called Malchut of Rosh. That is where Malchut of Tzimtzum Aleph is. The first Eser Sefirot, we say it comes to Keter, so it's to head. Your first Malchut is here. So whenever you do Tzimtzum on the Peh, the Eser Sefirot that you reach, the first Eser Sefirot is the Rosh. You cannot create the body until your head is not complete. This Masach of Peh always is Bichna Dalet. So from your pay, you put something and it goes to your stomach. The only Masach that goes through his dachachut of Masach is not the pay, is the goof. It is in the body that we digest. Yes, we digest things in our head. That's correct. That's the difference. But this is Ruchaniyut. And because the head is an aspect of Ruchaniyut, because the four senses that are in our head, as we said on Tuesday, is totally Ruchaniyut. There is no Hizdachechut of Masach. The Hizdachechut of Masach happens in Gashmiut. First, you are very hungry. Then you become little hungry. Then you become little hungry. Till you are satiated. When you are satiated, what do? The Masach doesn't have any more of you. You tell to your mouth, close it. I don't want to eat anymore. Remember this example of the eating. Remember what I said right now. This is how we go through his dachichut of Masach. But then there is a new idea comes into my head. Kol yom mechadesh ma'asei bereshit. Again, a new idea comes. Again, I go through process of this new idea, new event. Again, I open my mouth to eat it. And again, I go through Hizdachut of Masach. The goof goes through Hizdachut of Masach, not the Rosh. As soon as you are not ready anymore to open your mouth to go and you close your mouth, you can die. You can literally die. So same process here, he says. He says, when there is a Bichna Dalet, yes, you go through the four phases in order to complete the goof, the complete parts of the goof and the sof. The Masach goes, creates the body, comes back. Now, when Dalet of Dalet reaches and receives Eser Sefirot, the first one. Now we're going to study that. Now I'm going to, what I got in my head, I'm going to take it to my body and create a body. The Masach that becomes Zach from Dalet to Dalet is because when I finish the goof of Dalet, now the Masach becomes Gimel of the Dalet. The Gimel of Dalet, that means Masach Chuzer to the Peh. Peh makes one more Parzuf, but a different level. No, I don't think you have it.
I can assure you, I don't.
Very good. No, I feel it. I feel it. But always this, trust me, it's going to hit you new. We're going to live with it, and then it becomes like a simplest thing in the world. What I am saying is strange. What he says is strange. But it works. Let's go back here. Keshemagia, let's go Peichet. Keshemagia or Haruach. שמשיג אור הרוח, יורד אור הנפש לחוכמה, והרוח מתלבש בכלי דקטר. This we discuss. וכשקונה אביות בחינה א', אז על ידי פגישת אור העליון, that means the light comes, there is aviyut of alef, במסך הזה זה בחינת alef, מושבע לו אור הרוח, it causes this אור הרוח, it's not אור הרוח, because there is a בחינת alef, it causes, it משפיע, ומקומו של המסך הזה הוא בכלי דחוכמה. בכלי דחוכמה. We say, אור הרוח comes where? To Keter. But where is this מסך? It's not in Keter. It's in the רוח. Didn't we say the first עוזר, first אור חוזר was בחינת דלת אב דלת brought in the nefesh to the keter. Now we say the or chozer of chokhmah brings the ruach into the keter. The or chozer of chokhmah, kli of chokhmah, brings the ruach into the keter. Now, in this system, at this moment, which light is mashpia? Nefesh or ruach?
Ruach.
That's why he says now bichinad aleph mashpia.
But it says something else.
Now read it again. Go ahead. Read it for me till we come to peace.
Right. ובכלי דה חוכמה, meaning, דה מסך, כלי דה חוכמה.
That means, the מסך moved from כלי of קטר to כלי of חוכמה. It's not anymore to כלי of קטר.
נכון.
It is in חוכמה.
הרגע.
חוכמה causes.
שהוא בחינה א'.
Right. חוכמה causes to bring in a light of בחינה א', which is רוח. Into which kli? Keter. That's why right at the beginning, כשמסיק אור הרוח.
לא כתוב פה קטר בשום מקום.
Go up, he says, כמסיג אור הרוח, יורד אור הנפש לחוכמה. והרוח מתלבש בכלי קטר. Okay? He said it right at the beginning. It's a little bit more ברור?
Yeah.
Now, ושאו, אמנם, אף על פי שהמסך דה כלי דה חוכמה, דה כלי, make always differentiation, הבדלה בין כלי ואור. אף על פי, even though, שהמסך דה כלי דה חוכמה, הוא שהמשיך את האור הרוח לפרצוף, כאמור, על כל זה, אור הרוח מתלבש בכלי דקטר, ואור הנפש שהיה לו מקודם בקטר יורד לחוכמה. והטעם, and what is the meaning of this? הוא כדאמרן אשר בסדר קבלת האורות, we talk to a סדר, there is a סדר to receive the light, מתלבש אור החשוב בכלי, הזך יותר. The light that is יותר חשוב מתלבש בכלי הזך יותר. Since רוח is a more elevated light, מתלבש בכלי יותר זך, האור שהוא יותר אב מתלבש בכלי יותר אב. That's how it moves. That's, by the way, it's osmotic that we have in nature. How water keeps on going up in the tree. The water we give to the root.
Right.
How does this root transfers the water against the gravity of the ground takes it to the highest level, sometimes 1,000 meters water to the head of the tree. Yeah. You tell me. We call it osmotic reaction. Closes valves up and goes and exactly the same. Tell me, isn't this, we have gravity, the water is supposed to go all the way down. And we pour water to the root of the tree. How the root of the tree transfers this water all the way to the leaf?
Explain that again. I didn't understand how it gets up to the top.
You tell me. How does it get there?
I don't get it. How you relate that to what we just read.
First tell me how you get it there. Then I'll tell you how this is exactly is it.
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
This is simple biology in the high school.
I don't know.
We were smoking in the high school.
Literally by using masachim. Literally by using masachim. How do you think your body really transfers your blood?
Yeah, because
through masachim. If they are not those masachim, you're not able to transfer anything. You require this masachim. All your body is made of masachim. Full of masachim.
Yeah.
As soon as those masachim, they go bad, that's it when we start getting into complication. Everything is those masachim.
Right, okay.
Now, ועל כן הרוח שהוא החשוב מהנפש, עולה ומתלבש בכתר, והנפש יורד ומתלבש בחוכמה. וכשמשיג נשמה, היא מתלבש בכלי הכתר והרוח יורד לחוכמה והנפש לבינה. Okay, now, one more time. ואחרי זה שקונה המסך שלו, remember what he says, קונה המסך. It's all up to the מסך. הוא בכלי דבינה, when the מסך reaches the vessel of בינה, what do you mean, הוא בכלי הבינה? המסך בכלי הבינה. What that means? Come on.
Because now the or nefesh was in chokhmah and the or keter.
Why he says the masach is in kliya bina? Didn't we
because
say or ruach came because the masach was in the kliya of chokhmah?
Right.
Now chokhmah is done. Again, when we say kli, what do we mean by kli? What is kli? What is kli? I don't want you to lose the picture. What is kli? What is kli?
When we have the right
oil? Adam, what is kli?
Why not?
I'm not really here.
Now what, how do we make kli?
Ratzon.
Ratzon, yeah, that's the name of it. But how do we make it? How do we make kli?
The light.
What light?
Or
Choser. Come on, don't make me old, man. Or Choser.
Okay.
So when I say the Masach is in Bina, what that means? That the Or, always the Masach is in Malchut, the Masach doesn't move anywhere. Where is Masach moving? That means it, the Masach that is in the Malchut creates a level comma of Or Choser of Bina. So we say the Masach is in Bina. It's activating a kli.
The koma is the bina. That doesn't mean the masach is there.
The kli is bina. Right. The masach is only on malchut. It cannot. Right. Now it reaches only the bina. It only reaches the bina. That's why it says the or choser goes only up to bina.
We understand fast when you explain slowly.
Okay,
Baruch.
Okay. Right now, where did I pull the neshama? The neshama comes to the keter because neshama is yoter chashuv, is more important, comes to keter. Now, ruach goes where? Ruach goes to Chokhma, Kli of Chokhma, when Nefesh comes to Bina. That's why he says, since Nefesh is in Bina, the Masach is in Bina. Wherever the Nefesh is, that's where the Masach is.
Right.
If the Nefesh is in...
doesn't carry the Masach with it.
Now, exam. The Nefesh is in Chesed. What is the aviut of my Masach?
Uh-huh.
Okay, one below Bina.
Gimel? What am I?
No, Kama? Chesed is Zeir and Pin.
Yeah, Chesed.
The first of Zeir and
Pin. Right. Bina. What was when Masach in Bina? What was, what or did we pull in? Neshama. That's Bechina Bet. Now, I come to Chesed. What's the aviut of Chesed? Aleph. Aleph. After Bet is Aleph. Now, what is the aviut of Hod?
It's also Aleph.
Yeah.
Sure.
Gevurah.
Same.
Tiferet.
The six.
Yesod.
Yeah.
All they have Aleph. So when they go through his Zachut, how does it go from Chesed to Gevurah if it's still the Aviyut is Aleph?
They go there through their own.
How? We know that the, because Masach moved from Keter to Chokhma, from Chokhma to Bina, how when it comes to Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, creates six ketzavot bli hizdachechut.
They don't go through the hizdachechut?
No. You said the aviut of chesed is the same as gevurah.
Right.
Same as tiveret. Same as netzach. Oh.
Yeah.
That's only the complication.
Yeah.
The first complication. And Bezrat Hashem, slowly, slowly will go and understand how this happens. It says, "Kol ha'or ha'mashpia, kol or shehofia pam be'eze madriga, eino zaz misham lenetzach." What that means? We're not going to talk about this a lot. Let me first mark it. But what really it means by this is kol or ha. Shohofia pamechad. That means, Ora Nefesh came to Keter. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yes.
First came to Keter.
Yeah.
Then went to Chokhmah. Mm-hmm. Is Or Nefesh in Keter?
Yes. It kinda, yeah, it does.
It has Makomo.
Yeah.
Not on Reshimo, Makomo.
Yeah.
He created a Makom. His Makom Kavua forever and ever, this over there, that the light was there, and that Makom is his. That's done. Finish. Now goes to Chokhmah. Makes a Makom? Yes. Ruach comes into Keter.
Same.
Makes. Now, when Neshama is in the system, how many?
Four. Including Neshama.
What is four?
How many? What's the
four?
Arba Makomot.
Why Arba Makomot?
Ruach.
Nefesh, Ruach,
Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama.
זה שלוש.
Okay.
שלוש. Okay.
לא, שלוש חוץ מהזה.
Right. So שלוש parts of the keter is made.
Right.
And seven not made yet.
Right.
When there is שלוש sefirot in keter kelim is made. How many made in Chokhmah?
Two.
Two.
How many in Bina?
One.
That's it. And the rest, nothing yet. Slowly, slowly, slowly.
But the six of Sefirot that they're compacted into one, how do they become Zach? How does the Masach move? You said they become at the Pamachad? the six sefirot from Chesed to
right,
God.
We're gonna study with Rosh Hashanah. We see that the system is not anymore going through Ishtar Shelut Partsuf from Partsuf. So Bina, understanding, is the mother, is the Hei Rishon. She's the mother, she's going to give Toladot. There is already the first, when there is Chochmah and Bina, there is Abba Ve'ima, there is Chochmah and Bina. Chochmah and Bina, and it comes and it says, Hakol b'chochmah sita. When there is a Chochmah and Bina, whatever light they have, they're going to have Toladot. So now it starts a new system, new thing. It's not going to be straight going down and through Hizdachut of Masach. No. Bechinat Aleph, which is very important. Bechinat Bet and Aleph, Vashoresh, those are the work that we have to do. Chaya Yechida, those are out of our reach. We are not supposed to reach that level yet. Until we finish the tikkun. Baba will get there, Bezrat Hashem, Sheyeh Shabbat Shalom.
So when a Netash returns to a Netash, it should precede
Yechidah. Yechidah goes to Keter.
Yeah, but a Netash returns to a Netash.
Nefesh comes to Malchut, then Yechidah goes to Keter.
But it should have
Yechidah
at the bottom too.
Now, do you say Prati? In reality, yes. Yes, that's correct. Everything comes complete.
Because it passed the Chaya, went into Zayarapim.
No, Chaya, the Kli of the Chaya, it cannot be. Kli of the Chaya is Chochmah. But Zayarapim has his own level of Chaya, you're right. And the Malchut has his own level of... All of those have their own five levels of the lights. That's when it's complete. When the whole four phases is complete, then it's complete.